girls, I hear you've been running from the beautiful queen that you can be becoming. You can look in my palm and see the storm coming. Read the book of my life and see I'm overcoming. Just because the length of your hair ain't long, and they often criticize you for your skin tone. Gonna hold your head high, cause you a pretty woman. Get your runway spot on and keep it going. Girl, live your life.
I just want to be my
yeah.
Don't be yourself.
Follow me, follow me, follow me. Girl, be yourself.
Hey, welcome to Relationship 204. I'm your host, Tanisha Simpkins, and we have various hosts with us on the Relationship 204 show. I'm just going to name all of the hosts. That includes Lewis Johnson out of Atlanta. We also have John Pleasure from Miami, Florida. Shakina Screen out of Atlanta, Georgia. Melanie Bruton out of Miami, Florida. Myself, Tanisha Simpkins, out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we have Gerald Bocalter out of, Charlotte, North Carolina. Or is it, I think it's Charlotte, yeah. Charlotte, North Carolina. Guys, we are so happy that you guys have joined us on today. Today is Thursday. We are probably a week or two from the first start of our quarantine here in the U.S. of A. Because Relationship 204 is all about all ships. That means business, friends, finance, partnership, whatever it is. We talk about all ships. And why do we say 204? Because relationships are not just one-on-one basic. Sometimes they can be complicated. So, hey, guys, how are you today? And who's on the line?
Hey, everybody. Let the ladies go first. And I am Shakina Glory, also known as the Activator.
Any more ladies? That's it? Just you and Tanisha?
Well, what was that? What was that?
They ain't Melody supposed to be on. Let me call her.
This is Lewis Johnson, a.k.a. Men Love and Right, Instagram.
Okay. All right, Lewis. We're doing that. And then in a minute, we'll have John. I think he. Okay, so to our family out there, we were going to do a live. That was the intention at first. I don't know about you guys, but since we've been this quarantine, I've been more busier than normal. You know, like all of my clients are home, so they're just like thinking of all kind of stuff and all types of things to do. I mute you for a moment. Things to do. So it's like, you know, Tanisha, what about this? Tanisha, let's Zoom. I know Zoom like the back of my hand now, Shakina. And the best part is when you pay for it, oh, my God, I was so blown away last night. It has so many other hidden treasures in it that I just didn't even know. I was just like, oh, wow, that's cool. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. And how has it been going for you guys this whole time? And I want to say with family, friends, business, like overall, how has it been?
Well, I'm not sure where that noise is coming from.
Oh, I'm on mute whenever I'm not talking, so I'm not sure who that is. I mute my phone when I'm not talking. But I want to jump in first. Ladies first tonight, fellas, y'all just fall back and let us shine. You know, Tanisha, I was a little different for me. Let me just say, it's not really that different for me. I mean, it's a little different for me based on what you're encountering. But to be honest, I always spend a lot of my day working. I have a agenda, and so in my agenda, I have a call block where I work business, then I have a call block where I work ministry, and then I have a call block where I work family. And then I have a call block where it's just me and God, you know. I found out I had a lot more time now with me and God, which I love. But my everyday life haven't really been disrupted too much because what I do, I work from home, work for myself, and so I've been able to just have more time to do what I've always done, and so I'm just thankful for it. But it hasn't disrupted me. I think it's a great thing what's happening to you, of course. Your clients are like, yeah, we got a lot of free time. Let's get these ideas. But for me, it really hasn't had any impact as far as my daily life. It's actually enhanced it where I can spend more time in all those areas that I do have and really maximize on it. So it's been a positive for me.
Okay, awesome. Guys, I apologize for the static. I think we're all having some type of static. Maybe Blog Talk is probably off the chain as well. I'm thinking because it's one of those platforms where people can connect with their groups. So we're having all this feedback, and people are having some of our hosts are having issues or problems calling in.
Zoom.
We ain't doing no Zoom. But we ain't doing that Zoom, you know. And I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. Today was a challenging day for me. I'm like dog tired. I guess because you work for yourself, man. I ain't trying to do all this work. But listen.
Did you get paid for everything that you did today?
Listen, y'all owe me some money, and then I had family came over. I cooked. Okay, that was cooking, standing up cooking, as a matter of fact. And then they wanted to get some ice cream, so I'm like, then the air condition, y'all, just I'm complaining right now. My air condition just went out. It just made this noise, and it just stopped. I said, okay, no, this ain't for real, right? I know a lot of people may be listening to another part of the state, and they may be still experiencing cold air, snow, or whatever. But it's hot down here. The other day it was 97 degrees, so it's still hot here. I just need to get that off my chest. So, So Zoom wasn't going to work for me or anything else wasn't going to work for me. Cause y'all would have seen me sweating bullets, so we couldn't have that, you know.
It's all right. Listen, we love you know what? We don't get to appreciate our senior host too much, and we just want to say, you know, you do a lot, and we love you. You brought all of us together. Listen, you are a superstar. You are a superstar. We'll give you your roses
you.
Like you can smell them.
I will say big up to our girl, y'all. We don't do it often and probably at all, but we do want to take this time out to shout out to my girl, my sister, my friend who sees about me, who tells me the truth, that I like it or not. One time for you, Tanisha Simpkins, the mastermind, a real ride or die. I want to shout out to you. Seriously, I love you for real.
Oh, thank you.
We love you, Tanisha. You're so sweet. And you know,
yes,
You know who you need to call to get your money.
All right. Listen, boy, before I ask the boy. So what Gerald is referring to is one of my occupations. I do coaching. I do business coaching. I do mediation as well. So sometimes when some of my friends need mediation, they may ask me. I'll do it. You know, if I throw a price out there, that means I'm throwing a price out there. But for this one, it needed some special touch, you know, and I was all for it, you know, just to get things done.
And did a wonderful job. Calm me down.
Let me ask this question here without getting so much into it. You know, a lot of times, and we're going to talk about business because business is part of friendship and relationship also. So, I'm going to ask Lewis. I don't want so much as Jericho because you may give in too much emotion to it.
I have calmed down, Tanisha.
Oh, Lord.
What is
Well, I was hot today, Louis. I was hot today, Louis.
Hold up. Are you excited? So when the business fails sometimes, and then the relationship may go sour, you know, how do we handle that? How do we try to put the relationship back on track? Not so much the business. And I'll ask that for Katina and Louis. How do we try to put, or should we, put the relationship back on track? Go ahead, Louis.
So you're saying when the relationship fail, how do we rekindle, or how do we get it back on track? Is that what you're saying?
How do we, like it was a good relationship and the business failed, you know, as some businesses do, it could be a partnership sometimes.
So business,
you know,
relationship,
a
okay.
A lot of people go into, yeah, how do we try to mend it back, or is it necessary?
Me personally, I haven't had any real experience in failed business partners. I did go into business one time with my cousin, but that was pretty much successful. I know it could have gone sour because, you know, business sometimes, they always tell you don't mix business and family. But, I mean, that kind of went well. So I really I can give you some basic stuff, but Shekina may know a little bit better than I do.
Yeah, I got this. I got it.
Go ahead. I know when to pass it on.
I appreciate my brother Louis. Which, by the way, let me just say this, Louis. You and I is in the same state. If I don't see you by the time this quarantine is over, I'm having some problems with you. Because there's no reason why we ain't seen each other eye to eye yet. And we've been doing Relationship 204 for what, 2 years now? Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. Anyway.
But what I want to say is, you know, I've been there. Everybody know my life is public. Everybody know that I'm transparent. And so if you've been following the blogs and you've seen that I made my 15 minutes of fame, y'all, man, I was on Larry, you know. But what I'll say is it's very difficult. You know, me and my spouse at the time were having some issues and within our marriage. And unfortunately, we all had issues, you know. Me and him had issues. The other woman involved had issues. I call her little girl because she had little girl mannerisms. And so with that being said, it became very public. And everybody began to see what was going on in our house. So our house became an open door, windows open and everything. And after it was all said and done, and me and Apostle Screen settled our differences, you know, people was trying to figure out what's going on with them. Are they still together? Are they still married? No, we're not married anymore. But we are really, really good friends. And people were like, how do you be friends with somebody after all of that? Well, how do Christ still love after all what you did? How do he still give you grace, which is giving you something you don't deserve? How do he still give you mercy, which is holding back the punishment you still deserve? No, he loves in spite of. When you have agape love for people, you can understand why they've done something. You know, I wanted people to know that there's still life after marriage, there's still life after ministry, and it's all about mature people being able to come together and say, you know what, at some point we all played villain, at some point we all was a victim, and I don't want to point fingers anymore because I had issues, you had issues, we all had issues, so you know what, let's just figure out how to move on. And to be honest, I think we're more stronger now than we was when we were together, you know, but I think it takes time, for one. And it takes, within the time, you seeking understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, get understanding. Most times, relationships don't work out. Why? Because of a miscommunication, because of a misunderstanding. Somebody not really hearing clear what the other person is saying because they're hurt by what another relationship did to them, and they're bringing into this current relationship, and that has nothing to even do with it. So there's a misunderstanding, the spirit of offense. I mean, I'm very defensive. I'm going to guard myself. I'm not going to let nobody else hurt me anymore. I'm putting up these defense mechanisms. But guess what? Nothing good can get in and nothing bad can get out. So there's so many reasons why relationships don't work. But if you mature and you start taking the speck out your own eye and start looking at yourself, start turning the spectrum on yourself and saying, you know what, I ain't going to blame the other person no more. I stop blaming that little girl. I stop blaming my ex-spouse about what he did. Why? Because guess what? I took people all the time. He was only able to do what he did because I allowed. His little boy was on the playground, and he saw a little girl to play with. And when he came to me and asked me to play house, I said, yeah. Because let me tell you something, like I tell everybody else, a grown woman don't play with kids. When a kid try to play with a grown woman, what we say, go on somewhere and sit down now. I don't play with kids. But the fact that I accepted the invitation and I said yes when he asked me to play, my little girl was showing too. We all have issues, but the way you handle this and the way you mature and be able to still do what Christ did, which is to show love in spite of, which is to be able to have compassion, is to say, let's have a conversation. And I think that's what we lack. We lack having a conversation to figure out where I went wrong, not the other person. Where did you go wrong in the conversation? We focus on ourselves. We will be a whole lot better, and there will be a whole lot of restoration going on right now.
Oh, Tina, I
awesome.
Love
so, guys,
it.
To know that you're here.
I
okay.
love it.
Did you hear the question, though, Melanie, if you would like to chime?
Tell me the question.
Go ahead. All right, so the question was, like, if you have a business and the business fails, is it possible to mend the relationship? But not only that, but if you have a relationship and it fails, is it possible also to continue a friendship? And that's for you and John.
Well, John, I'm going to let you go ahead, and because I'm just going to sit this question out. I was just only
repeat
loving the
it one more time for me. I'm sorry.
I was just saying I love the fact that my sister, you know, stood up and said that she was able to own her wrongs in the situation, because it is very easy to point a finger and say, okay, wait, this person did this, this person did that. But she was able to say, well, this is what I did. Okay, but John, go.
Right.
Forgive me. Y'all got to give me the question one more time. I'm having
one
of those slow moments tonight.
Yeah, so much going on. Isn't it such a strange night? So we were talking, and then blog is, like, messing up. So we were talking, and the question was, like, when you have friendship, relationship, or business, especially business, and the business goes sour, can we, you know, the friendship gets a little shaky, should we continue our friendship? Should we stop? Is there a way to mend things back together, you know, and what would be the reason to do or not to?
Oh, you're saying if, it depends on the individuals. It depends on the individuals. A lot of people have the, they just won't go into business with friends or things of that nature. Some people, if the two parties are, can overcome whatever business obstacle they had, and they decide, hey, we're going to be able to still keep the friendship intact, that's a possibility. Also, there is a possibility that one bad business decision can forever ruin good friendship that may have been established for many years. This is why many say, hey, I just can't go into business with friends or family, because, especially whenever you're dealing with funds and finances, most people don't play about their money. And so anytime things go wrong, you're going to get people that's really, really upset and really, willing to throw in the whole towel over a friendship that may have been established for some 10, 15 years, some 20, it just doesn't matter to them. They're like, hey, y'all going to do this or you're going to do this, and I don't like the way you're operating a business. You're costing us a lot of money. I'm walking out. And that walkout, I'm walking out of your life. It's not just I'm walking out of the business. 9 out of 10 times, the friendship
That's
is over after the business has gone wrong.
It's done, right.
So.
Yeah. So that's why, you know what, like, and I'm going to talk about this now. Y'all can talk about it too, about people that borrow money. Now, I don't know if anyone ever borrows money from you or not. However, I have, friends or family members on occasion, might need a little help or whatever here and there. And I give them a limit as to what I don't mind losing. You know, recently a friend was like, she needed $300. So I'm saying to myself, well, I can lose $150, but I ain't trying to lose $300. You understand what I'm saying?
So even like, because I feel like if you don't pay my $150 back, I'm going to be all right. But I feel like if I give you my $3, maybe I'm sacrificing something. I'm just hypothetical. Then I have an issue because normally at a higher, that's not real high, but at a higher amount, we kind of put a date on it. Then, you know, if you borrow $1,500 or something, it's like, well, listen, sis, I'm going to need my money back in 2 weeks. You understand what I mean? So, and that right there.
Well, listen.
So I don't. Go ahead. Who's talking?
Most of the time, this is Pastor G. Most of the time when we lend people that we're in relationship with money, when we're lending people that we're related to money, you kind of have to go in with the mindset of this money I probably won't ever get back, so I'm giving it to this person. So if it's an amount that you don't want to, that you can't afford to give to them, then, you know, just don't give it. I know you don't want me to respond to that other question, but I'm gonna respond anyway.
I promise I'm not gonna be emotional.
Oh, for real, Tanisha. You gonna do me like that, Tanisha?
I got to teach an obedience last night. Yeah, it's better than sacrifice. But listen, I'm gonna ask y'all this one question. I'm gonna move on, and I kind of really want to ask it for the ladies. All right, because I have a problem with this. Well, not so much of a problem. If your guy looks like he needs some change or some money for something, like he haven't really asked you, but you know he's been having a hard time, and you're thinking, well, maybe I just go ahead and would you offer him, like, you know, hey, XY, you seem to be having a hard time. You know, I can help you with your car note, but you're going to have to give it back to me, such and such. Is that something that you guys, you ladies, will offer?
Melanie?
Hello? Anybody there? Cricket?
Let Melanie answer.
Cricket?
Well, we already know Melanie ain't gonna loan no man
right.
no money.
We know she
okay.
gonna say no.
Listen, what did Melanie say last week? Last week, you got to make certain amount of dollars.
Okay. Okay, see, that's where we're making our mistake at. Because last week was just that. That was last week. That's the past. We talking about
crazy. Right.
Don't do it. So in this situation, I would consider if my man is going through a time and he needed me, I would take in consideration. I'll know how, who, what, where, when, bar the whole situation, and then I would, you know, be open to help. I would. I'm not saying that I'm not one of those hurt people that's a taker, because I feel that you're never going to get nowhere just being in a relationship with someone and you're just a taker. I mean, you know, you have to, it's a tit or a tat situation. If he's helping you, you help him. And even if the situation came in to where in the beginning he's helping you, at some point in time that man might need you to help him. So I don't have a problem with doing that. I really don't.
Right.
But I'm
going
to just throw this
right
out here right now, off topic, and we're going to come back on topic. I will be into the Atlanta area tomorrow, so all the co-hosts and hosts that's in the Atlanta area tomorrow, we all need to meet up for some type of Saturday in-house brunch, lunch, something. But it's not going to be no more than 10 of us, and we can have social distance. But let's just all meet up on Saturday if everybody's schedule is open. And I'm hoping y'all's schedule is open because I open my schedule to come up here. So,
Louis and Tina.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And Shakina, would you?
I think I will say it like this. If you're my husband, absolutely.
Right.
And I'm going to just say it like that. If you're my husband, absolutely. Because if we can be honest, y'all, and it's men and women, let's just be honest. Men do it and women do it. Nowadays, this dating thing and saying you committed to one person and knowing you still got your options out there and knowing that you're misleading somebody, but you still trying to figure out, you ain't decided yet, because Kim kind of got me. But there's something else that Tina got that I'm still trying to figure out. So you got your eggs spread out. You know what I'm saying? It's like right now, because until we say I do, I don't. That's what I'm saying, like that.
Okay. And that's just how I feel. Like, let's touch on something last week that Pastor G threw out there about the fact that he's like, oh, he didn't know I was in a relationship type of thing.
Oh,
my
going
thing
here?
Is, yeah, let's talk on that, because it still is, that situation has, it was going to come back up. All right, trust me, Pastor G is going to bring it up. So I'm going to.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up. But
okay,
you brought it up,
listen,
so we're going to go there. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go there. In my mind, this is because of how I feel about the Lord. Until I have taken oaths and vows with a man, I am technically single, because I'm not that man's woman. God didn't ordain us together. We didn't go in front of a minister, pastor, notary public, whoever, to do these things. So therefore, in the eyes of God, you are single. Yeah, you can have a whole boyfriend out here, girlfriend, and you and this girlfriend and boyfriend can be living together, have 3, 4, 5 kids. But that does not clearly say that. Y'all can say in the world, y'all go together or y'all in a relationship, but in the eyes of God, y'all single. And y'all not right. Y'all ain't supposed to be doing what y'all doing right now. So to answer your question, I am single in the eyes of God.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Right.
So you single in you
so
single
the
in the
of
eyes
that.
Of God, right? You the single in the eyes of God, right? Can you hear
I'm
me?
I'm waiting.
You single in the eyes of God. So does that mean that another man can come and try to shoot his shot? Because you just said you were single in the eyes of God. And if another man comes and try to shoot his shot, what are you going? How
you
are you
like
going to respond?
Question.
It's not a trick
that
question.
Sound like a trick question.
It's
like
not a
trick
question. It's not a trick question. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. What it is you women want to have your cake and your ice cream and eat it all at the same time. Y'all want to do it. Y'all want to do everything and still be well we just, you know, he ain't put a ring on it yet, but you living with the man, he ain't put a ring on it yet, and so I'm technically in the eyes of God I'm single, but he paying all your bills, you ain't put a ring on it yet, and in the eyes of God you still single, but you just said this man, remember last week you said this man got to make a certain amount of money in order to be even shoot a shot at you.
We have to be at a place that we're comfortable. Because at
okay.
this stage and time in my life, like,
uh-huh.
like if you, I'm not going to say that I actually need a man as far as one-to-one. It's a complete difference. Yeah, I want a companion. Yes, I want my significant other. Yes, I want the one that God has sent for me, because therefore there will be no misunderstanding. There will be no, he don't understand me, or he don't understand how I move or what I did. He's going to understand me because I am of him and he is of me, and we are supposed to be together. So we don't have minor misunderstandings. See, Pastor
right.
D, I knew you was going to come for me, but I'm ready, because I'm trying
okay.
to figure
well,
out what
ask
happened
you this.
Last
let me ask you
season.
This.
No, but wait
let
a
me
minute.
Ask you this.
I'm trying to figure out what happened last season and season before last, when we had Superwoman
really?
In the background.
Really? 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 Okay. So since we gonna go there, here we go. Let's go there. This, you know, and y'all know, so our listeners know, we are, you know, we love each other. We all brothers and sisters. So we come for each other like this. So, but Melly Mel, let me ask you this. And this is your brother here talking to you. Let me ask you this. The man, are you single? Are you single?
What ain't no Melly Mel show?
Are you single?
Don't
ask
a
little question. So listen.
Yes,
are you single?
Let him have it out.
Are you single, ma'am?
We're not married, but he can't do no interview.
No. Are you single?
Male,
are you single?
Okay, married.
I didn't ask you if you was married. I asked
you
if you were single.
Man, you can wanted to come for me. Are you going to be in the Atlanta area if any time between Friday and Sunday?
No, I'm not going to be in Atlanta.
Okay, well, what area? Because, wait a minute, flights are very cheap, and we need to come to your area so we can hash this out face-to-face.
Okay, I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Raleigh. Come on. Let's come
okay,
on to Raleigh. Come on
wait
to Raleigh.
Wait a minute.
We get,
so,
and we...
Who is all in Atlanta area right now? Kina and Lou?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
Kina and Lou. Y'all are in
the Atlanta area.
Okay. Well, we coming to y'all in the morning. Pastor G, right now, we going to move you to the side.
Okay, move me to the side, but you still ain't answer my question tonight.
Hold on.
You talk about tomorrow,
talking,
but you ain't answer my question tonight. My question to you tonight was, are you single?
What Tanisha said, I ain't had to answer that question on the ground.
Yeah, we ain't gonna answer that question right now. But what I did want to talk about is being that, you know, one of the things that we talked about last week, and it was so funny that I did get some questions about it. And because it was done at the very end of the conversation, some of the listeners, actually is going back to mail, wanted to know what exactly is a relationship assistant. You mentioned that word. And
okay.
They want to know
what I mean
a definition of a relationship assistant.
Okay, what I mean by a relationship assistant, that is what women were called back in the day. They were called sidekicks, or men called sidekicks. But I feel that word, the sidekick, that's just so yesterday, because a relationship assistant is somebody that's actually helping you in a relationship to help you be able to go home and deal with that man and deal with that woman on a sound mind. Because especially during the quarantine, a lot of men and women, they want to choke they woman out right now because they never knew that they was just that ugly. They never knew that that man didn't get a haircut and he looked like, I don't know who I want to say, Forrest Whitaker, because he ain't got a haircut or had his eyebrows shaved, and this woman looked a whole mess too because she ain't got her lashes, her brows, and her hair and nails done. So they able now to sit and see with the person that they've been dealing with. They come to grips and like, darn, this is what I actually been dealing with. But you didn't have to deal with that before, and you didn't really care because it was a relationship assistant to the side saying, you look nice, you look this good, baby. So when he came home to you, he or she came home to you, you was just like, oh, he all right, and you was able to deal with it. But now you got to sit there and deal with the fact that looking at this man out your side eye, both of y'all in recliner chairs, you didn't know he didn't put on socks and he got some ugly feet. He didn't know the fact that you were losing your edges because you always had on the lace front. So this is what I'm saying. Like, we realize stuff now in this quarantine that now these relationship assistants are being appreciated because that took some of the slack off of us because we didn't notice certain things before, but we sitting up in this house with y'all, and now we notice a lot of things.
Well, I'm going to say this Pastor G, if you need a relationship assistant, you ain't ready for a relationship. You ain't ready for marriage. You ain't ready for commitment, and you need to get somewhere and set out if you need a relationship assistant. The Bible says, and we take vows and commitment is for better or for worse. When you're ugly, when you got hair on your head, when your eyebrows ain't done, when your toenails and you ain't got no manicure.
Come on now.
What is wrong with society now to where our
No, I'm not saying nothing wrong with being
And I'm all for that too. But we cannot hide the fact or separate the fact that there are relationship assistants out here.
I can definitely understand where she's coming from, because, I mean, it's true. I mean, it is reality. It's true. And they're called, you know, that's what they're called, because a lot of times you have men who have these assistants because they can't deal with the stuff that's home. But here's the other problem about that. And because they realize that under quarantine is not really, it's only revealing. That's just basically what it is. It's revealing that how much time can I really spend with this woman that I had vows with, or who's my girl, or who I live with. It starts to unveil, because you really haven't spent this much time with someone since you probably first met. And now that you see everything in a different light, now here's the difference. Just like the person that you're with, the side piece, is in quarantine too. Now, she may not look, smell, feel the same exact way when she was all done up when she wasn't in, you know what I'm saying, in a place where it's confinement. Because if he spent his time with her, she may no longer be the assistant, because he may say, man, you just the same way as my wife.
Right.
Under certain circumstances.
Because if we would have went live today, I'm telling you, I already had them went to the store and got me a Dolly Parton face mask. Because y'all had me messed up. I was putting on me some gloves like I was at the first row getting ready to do communion. Y'all was not seeing these nails or this hair. So it's horrible.
Listen,
right?
Let me ask you this. Isn't that, am I the only one that sees that this is extremely shallow, and we are in a very bad place if we cannot spend 14 days with the person that we say we love and we want to spend the rest of our life with, and not see them in their natural? Shakina said it before. Why we gotta present our fully made up self? Baby, take that hair off. Let me see what you look like without the eyelashes. Let me see what you look like without the nails. I want to love the real you. Come on, somebody. What happened to real love? What happened to that?
That's the thing. I'm not sure what happened to that, but I know when I put on and I post, what y'all see is what y'all get. I don't have time to be going through a filter to make me look this way or make me look that way. What you see is what you get. I've been exercising, and they've been posting these horrific pictures. You hear me? These pictures are horrible that they've been posting of me exercising. But that's what you get.
But
I'm
gonna jump in.
Let me jump in.
You know, agree with what Pastor G is saying. You know, I think the quarantine situation, it's really, really shedding light to darkness. It's shedding light to a lot of stuff. And we can look at it from a business perspective. We can look at it from a ministry perspective. For example, with ministry, I told people the other day, I said, there have been some preacher kids that's been dying for their pastor to just preach to them. They've been dying for their pastors. There's some pastor wives that's been wanting their husbands to just be home and just bring church to them, you know? And so it's like these are moments where I feel like there's prayers being answered. I know it's coming at a great loss, you know, and I hate that part of it. But guess what? The way God sometimes has to get our attention is through a loss. Because in our own ability, in our own will, we just won't stop. We won't talk about wicked ways. We won't see or listen to wisdom. So it's like sometimes we have to afflict pain in order to get our attention. And so I truly believe this is very sad what's happening, but I also believe there's light that's being shone now in dark places, because families are being restored. Side pieces are becoming who they're supposed to be, and that's on the side. You know, they don't have that much time anymore that they were able to get with the man, because that man has to be quarantined. You know what I'm saying? So they're now being put in their rightful place. And now their husbands, and they could be a woman too, is now having to deal with their spouse. And guess what? I believe on the positive side, there are some spouses who had assistants, side assistants or whatever, now seeing the value in their wife. They're seeing the value in their husband. Like, man, I have a good husband. Here I am stepping out with a side piece, a piece of a mess, when I have a whole woman or a whole man in my house. So it's not all of a bad thing to me. There's some good definitely coming out of this situation.
Well, I know
absolutely.
With me, and we said we went there, but let's go for the people that's still working. And me being working, it's bad in my case because now I got a lot of people because now Miami-Dade Transit has suspended fares. I got people just getting on my bus riding because they don't even want to be in the house with the significant other. But now they causing me problems because they don't even want to be in the house. And because they ride for free, they just getting on here, making all problems for me because they don't want to be in the house. And I want them to, I'm encouraging everybody to be in the house.
Wait a minute. I have a question. Why are they making problems for you?
Because they want to talk and we're not talking.
Yeah.
And then they want to not only talk to me, they want to talk to the other passengers. Other passengers are getting on this bus because they're having a peace of mind. They're getting out of their house. If they wanted to talk, they could have stayed in the house. But now they're getting on here talking.
But you the bus driver. Why they can't talk to you?
Oh, well, I can't hear
they
them.
They not supposed to talk to the bus driver. She's supposed to focus on driving, not talking to people. She's supposed to focus on driving.
Oh, so y'all cleaning it up? Y'all cleaning it up for her because she was finna reveal that she ain't single. And so she can't have nobody trying to holler
See,
at her. That's what the deal is.
That's
the way you think. That's the way you think. So let me go to this flyer, guys. Someone sent, you know, how people send me messages. They always send this flyer. So the question is, and it could be, it was actually, it said fellas. So, and hold up, Gerald. Just allow, make sure everyone is able to talk. Fellas, do y'all like, well, they must be from Florida. Do y'all like when a woman gives you a little taste? Or do y'all consider that being thirsty? And I'm going to say this because sometimes women do chase, give y'all a little taste. Or do you like it if they taste you, or do you think that it's being thirsty? And that means if they come up to you and approach you, or if they, you know, start liking and laughing at your stupid jokes on social media, you know. Do you like it, or do you think it's a bit thirsty for a woman to chase a little?
Are you saying chase or taste?
Chase, like a woman chases you.
Chase. Okay, I don't know why my phone is making me
chase.
C-H-A-S-E. I don't mind.
You said taste.
No.
I heard taste too, John. I heard. Taste
I was like,
too.
Yeah,
I did too.
Like you save me? No.
I'm sure y'all won't mind that.
No,
y'all had the flyer.
Chase, C-H-A-S-E, Chase.
I think what I like is the initiating contact. I don't mind that.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Like can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here.
Yes.
I said
I want her to she can display interest. She can show me that she's interested. I don't mind to see interest, but initially I like to do the chasing. Every man's different. Some appreciate a good chase. I don't necessarily need a good chase. I just need to know that you're interested, and I'm willing to do the rest of the pursuing and chasing. So every man's different. Some like it. I don't know how Louis feels about that. If he likes to be chased,
I mean, nothing wrong with a little chase. I'm just saying, nothing wrong with a little chase. But I like for a woman to, because I'm like that. I'm like, I wouldn't tell you direct, hey, I like you. I would show comfort in my presence. I would show, obviously, where I will make someone feel comfortable with me and, you know, have a conversation and look in their eyes and all those necessary things. But the crazy thing is I don't want a woman to do that to me. I would rather tell me outright. I'd rather say, hey, you're a good-looking man. I like you. Look cool. Like, you're a cool person. I like you. I said, I never met somebody like you before. Or, you know, why? And ask me those questions as to investigate. That's how I know she's interested. Because what I found is that women, that your chase is different. Your chase doesn't always end with, okay, let's exchange numbers. Your chase doesn't always end with, okay, I'm confident she liked me. Okay, I'm definitely going to go in to say, so let's go out. Because she can talk to you. You can be out socializing and all that, and it doesn't even amount to nothing that makes you confident that she's interested. I know she's friendly. I know she's cool, but I don't know she's interested in you. So a lot of times, from a woman's perspective, I would like to hear from a woman's perspective, what makes that link, or what do you do to make the connection or the link to let the guy know that you are interested instead of just chasing?
Okay, hold up, women. We'll answer that. Go ahead, Gerald. Let's see what you have to say about the chase.
I actually agree with John. I don't mind a woman making initial contact, and I think that's probably the same thing that what Lewis is saying. You know, make initial contact, and you are letting me know that you're interested. But once you make that initial contact, I wanna be the one to chase you. Because that's who God made me. I'm a hunter, and so I want to operate in that mode and hunt. I mean, we have several different examples in the Word of God where women just made themselves available and made it obvious that, hey, I'm interested, and that right. That you can, you know, I'm gonna put my for the most foremost example that I can think of is with Ruth. All Ruth did right. was put herself in a position to be noticed by Boaz.
Absolutely. So Lewis asked a question to the women, and the question was to the women is, how do we, if I'm not mistaken, your question was, how do we let you guys know that we're chasing you? Is that what it was?
Not necessarily the chase, but after we're friendly, have a conversation and all that. You know, for a man, because he don't want to sometimes be led into a friend zone. Because you can have the same conversation with another man that will approach you. You'll have the same conversation because, like Jerome said, men are hunters. So a man will always approach a woman, and a woman will always have a man approach them, and she will give good conversation. My question is, what would be the link that the guy that you're talking to that you're interested in would know that you're interested in him?
All right. So I'll go first. Mine is, especially if we're doing some social or something like that, I have an awesome smile, which I know that I do. I would normally tilt my head to the side and smile, like stare and smile, like, you see me, brother, you know, if we're face-to-face. Or most times women will do the touch thing, you know, if we're interested, we'll touch the arm or the shoulder, you know, just briefly, like, ha-ha, touch, and, you know, to give you that affection feeling without really giving you affection. You know, that's one of those subtle type things, or I'm very forward person, but try not to be. Things are going very well. You know, my next conversation would be, you know, let's exchange numbers so we can talk on a personal level. I'm letting you know right there, we finna talk, and it's gonna be on a personal level. That's just me.
And you would ask for exchange numbers, really?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
And
I wouldn't
give it to you like I'm giving you my business card. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't you know, some people would say, heck on my business card. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write my number down to let you know that, hey, even though it's the same number on the business card, but, hey, I'm giving you my personal number.
Okay.
John, do you remember?
Tina or?
Oh,
Be quiet.
Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember, John? Do you remember a few seasons ago? That wasn't talking about a few seasons ago, boy.
No,
boy, that wasn't a few seasons ago.
Go ahead. Go ahead, ladies.
What I would say, I didn't create the Bible. I didn't write the Bible. I just believe in it. And the Bible says that God created men as the head. They created the man to be first. And even the Bible tells us that we as women will always long for a man, for our man, our husband. And so with that being said, I'm more of a follow his lead. Men, you will know that I'm interested and I am. I want to get out of the chase and get out of the race. And let's start doing something exclusive just by based on what you do. For an example, if you are consistently chasing me, I'm going to be responding to you. So if you're calling me all the time and you get me every time you call, please don't think that I'm not interested, because I can sit on the phone with you every time you call me.
Right.
If I don't turn down none of your invitations, and I'm every time you want to go eat or movies, I'm there. Like, come on, what more? You want me to do a little extra, because some thirsty chick's been doing a little extra, and that's where y'all go wrong. Because y'all want me to do a little something strange or some change. She ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm answering y'all call. I'm making myself available every time you call.
Okay.
That's to be your sign right there to let you know she's interested, because she ain't never throwing me off, not available. Every time I call this woman, she's there. That's how I am. So when you're ready to take the next level, I'm just going to be sitting back pretty waiting on you to say it's time to go to the next level. Let's have a conversation. And when you open up the conversation, I'm all for it. I'm not going to do nothing extra and nothing strange. I'm just sorry. That's what the side pieces and the assistant relationship women are. That ain't me.
In other words, if she only answers your phone call on Monday night, that means she only wants a free meal. Oh, Monday night.
Well, that's
right.
A thirsty one.
Right. Right. That's a thirsty.
Go ahead.
She's trying to find
Mel. Go ahead, Mel.
Okay, I'm here. Just run it back to me one more time.
I said, real simple, how do a woman let a guy know what's the link or what's the tick? Sort of, you know, in other words, the ticket to saying, okay, I'm interested in you. So when the guy walks away, he knows it was a great conversation. He's not going to be friend zoned, and that it is possible that he will call you and you will answer. How do you let a guy know that before you leave his conversation?
You let him know that by the way you look at him, your body language, your gestures, your tone. I mean, not saying that you just like familiar touch, literally just a familiar touch only.
Right.
Just nice little words that you say to him, things like that, and letting him know that, I mean, he looks nice, complimenting him. Huh?
But see, here's the thing. Here's the issue with that, Tanisha. You and Melanie said similar things, right? Both of y'all said y'all will show a man by y'all smile, by y'all mannerisms, right? Here is the problem.
Yeah.
Y'all doing all that, right? And the man still ain't getting it. You know why he not getting it? Because he got a whole bunch of women doing all that, and he can't see which one is the right one. That's all I had to say.
Oh, no.
That ain't my problem.
The thing, Kina. No, but see, that's the thing with me, Kina. When I show up, I show out. So you either going to get a smile or you just going to get this blank B stare. But however, what you get, you going to catch it. And you going to catch it the first time with me, because your first interaction with me is going to be your first impression is a lasting impression once me and you come into each other personal space, per se. Well, right now,
and those are my same words. What Mel said.
But that's the question.
In the beginning,
for the guys.
I said
that's
that.
For the guys.
Right.
That's the question for the guys.
I got a question for
Mel. Here's the question for the guys. How do the guys know if all the women doing this same thing that Melanie and Tanisha is saying? How do y'all know what is what?
Well, the thing is, we got to be interested in you. If we're interested in you,
I was just about to
you,
say that.
If I'm interested in you and you've made yourself available, come on, you put yourself in the position and you let me know, hey, I want to be chased by you, then I'm going to come chase you. Point blank, period.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying, Shakina, because there are so many options to men, you know. But if you're still sitting there, you have some type of interest. And you know, guys, that, you know, one of my discussions I do, group discussions, is called being interested, and we've already had that discussion. And if I'm sitting there and I'm like, Mel, I know my smile is going to go a long way. I know my gesture will, because I know me. And you see the gleam that I'm interested in, the smile in my face. If you walk away and you're not interested, you're just not interested. I'm just taking it as, oh, well. You know, I'm not going to take it as a his loss, my loss, or anything. It's just, oh, well, that not that one, you know, and
Mel,
we just move on.
Okay, I got a question
for Mel.
Because
he may have other people smiling, that's fine.
I got a question for Mel. Mel, Tanisha said
only
that
Mel?
She would. Yeah, only Mel, because Shakina already said that she wasn't gonna do it, and you said you would. So, Mel, Tanisha said that she would initiate exchanging of numbers. Would you do that as well?
I won't do it.
Melanie.
Okay, so you got your answer. So you won't do it. That's the end of that question.
But that was
Shakina
that said that.
That was Shakina.
Yeah, that was Shakina. Mel ain't said nothing.
Oh.
Melanie.
That was Shakina. Oh, I think you fell off the line. No,
oh,
I think
okay.
You
Mel
fell
off
the line.
Oh,
oh,
okay.
Sorry. But yeah, would I offer my number? I don't have no problem. I really don't. I'm not looking at it like I'm chasing him, or because look at it this way: when we go places, we look good. Well, we looking good to be chased, to be looked at by some man. So we got to say, oh, you know, I'm gonna go somewhere not to be interested, or not to be looked at, or not to be cute. We put our lashes, makeup, hair on, look good, fine dress, red bottoms, all of that. You know, to be looked at and also to be viewed at and also to be interested in the people who are there, whether they women to look at you look good or they men to say, let me try her. You know, all of that is the same. So if I'm sitting there and we having great conversation and I offer and you take and you call, hey, we all good. I don't look at it as, oh, I'm chasing this man, or, oh, you know, the Bible tells me. Yeah, the Bible tells you that you are the head. Most definitely you are the head. But we just having a friendly conversation. We ain't getting married tomorrow.
Right. I'm not against it, though. Let's just be clear. I'm not against what Tanisha did or done, which, you know, initiating the phone number. I'm not against it at all, because sometimes, you know, women, we're more quick to say, I ain't going to do the chase. Like, look, you want to do the chase and get my number today and wait 2 days to call me? I ain't got time for that. You know, if I meet you today, I'm going to call. And you give me your number, I'm going to call you within a few hours when I get home. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't with all that. So I'm all for, you know what I'm saying, let's just move forward with. You know, we gelling on the phone. So why, I mean, on the DM. So why waste more time and let's just see how this go on the phone and move forward. So I'm against it at all with what Tanisha is saying.
All righty. So, guys, it's been an hour already, and I do apologize. I think it kind of stopped. I think Blog Talk was having some difficulties a little bit earlier from the phone lines, and I think it was because so many people were actually on the lines. And we, guys, you know, just keep everybody in prayer, and also everybody who's trying to or attempt to use these social media platforms. You know, I'm like what Shakina said. People are doing things that they haven't done before, so they need a little time and a little adjustment to what they need to do, especially when it comes to their business. I tell people right now, don't only just use Facebook will also use your websites, you know, because, you know, Facebook, you know, Mark, what is it, Zuckerberg, he can say, hey, I want to stop this for a day. Y'all doing too much, you know, and, you know, what will you have then? So try to use different, I know all of you guys are in business, so try to use different resources other just than the social media itself. Anybody have anything else to say? And don't forget, Mella Mel, I'm supposed to be with her tomorrow too, but I still haven't made a decision because my daughter don't want me to go to be there in Atlanta on tomorrow. So if we are there, let's make sure that we get together and that we well, I don't know. We're supposed to be doing social distancing. We'll see. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
And I'm going to be at work tomorrow too.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see something or try something to make it happen. But I don't know if I'm there tomorrow or not. But, yeah, so I want you guys to have enjoy this time while you're home alone. Now, that's another question there, boy. The people who are home alone and ain't got
that's
nobody.
Another whole conversation.
I'm good. But I'm good. I'm like, but you know, but then you get it. And it's like this. You got old people just all up in your DM now. I can show you messages. People, hey, how you doing? How you been doing? Listen, why aren't you calling me after 5 and 6 months later? Stay where you at. You know, stay where you at. Stay, hold up, you know, stay where you at. But, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation on next week. So, guys, anybody have anything they want to say before we get off the line? All right, and don't forget Wednesday night, guys, if you can check Shekinah out. She has her prayer line, and it's live on Facebook at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. Y'all check her out. I don't think we have actually said enough that you do your lives as well. And also she's having a beauty session from the inside out. I don't know what it is, but I just made that up. Sessions that she's going to be doing a webinar on. So go to her page, and you can get all the detail and all the information. All right.
That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog.
All right, guys. See you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.